This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to act with urgent resolve in response to two shootings over a 13-hour period over the weekend. One was in El Paso, Texas, a second one in Dayton, Ohio, and all 31 people have died as a result of the violence. In comments from the White House Monday, he spoke of strong penalties in the future.
I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay.
El Paso Mayor DeMargo held a news briefing Monday. He called the shooting in his city an act of domestic terrorism.
This was an act of domestic terrorism fueled by hate, an evil individual. I will not assist in promoting or emboldening his agenda, nor any movement that he would be associated with.
And there was also praise for the people of El Paso.
I could not be more proud of our city, from the offers for free funeral services, to the lines to donate blood, to the overwhelming crowd at vigils throughout the city. El Paso has shown that we are much stronger than Saturday's attack.
A mass transit strike in Hong Kong Monday turned violent, with protesters erecting street blockades, occupying tunnels, and attacking police stations. Police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. The protesters have been calling for the resignation of Hong Kong's leader, Chief Executive Carrie Lam. Lam says that she will not step down and she will not agree to an investigation of police brutality against the protesters. This is VOA News. India has scrapped the special autonomous status given to Kashmir for decades, given the state its own constitution and broad decision-making rights. Pakistan's foreign ministry has rejected the move. Kashmir is claimed by both countries. North Korea launched a fresh round of projectiles early Tuesday, according to South Korea. The launches came as North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement slamming joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. It warned that Pyongyang may abandon nuclear talks. Britain is joining the United States in naval security missions to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has seized three foreign ships in the waterway, though more than a fifth of the world's oil supply travels. One of those vessels is British-flagged. The Pentagon said it welcomes British participation. The U.S. labels China a currency manipulator. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The trade war between the United States and China is heating up, with China devaluing its currency Monday, leading to major losses on U.S. financial markets, and the U.S. retaliating late Monday by placing China on its currency blacklist. In labeling China a currency manipulator, the U.S. Treasury Department released a statement saying it will work with the International Monetary Fund to eliminate the unfair competitive advantage created by China's latest actions. The move by China's central bank to devalue its yuan was an apparent response to President Donald Trump's threat last week to impose new tariffs on $300 billion in Chinese imports as of September 1st. Mike Gracia, Washington.
UN investigators are calling for an embargo on arms sales to Myanmar because of human rights abuses. They're also calling for targeted sanctions on companies linked to the military. The investigators Monday said the businesses could be complicit in international crimes. United Nations has accused Myanmar's military of carrying out a campaign against the Rohingya minority with genocidal intent, driving more than 700,000 Rohingya into neighboring Bangladesh. Myanmar's military did not immediately comment on the report. It has previously denied abuses against the Rohingya. The Belfast shipyard that built the Titanic is struggling despite efforts to replace old industry with new. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Harland & Wolff risks going into bankruptcy after its Norwegian parent company failed to find a buyer. Workers hope Britain will step in to rescue the company, but so far the government has declined to intervene. The shipyard is famed for constructing the doomed Titanic, which sank on its maiden transatlantic voyage in 1914. The firm, which once boasted a workforce of 30,000 but now employs only 125, was a key industrial producer during World War II, and in recent years has diversified to work on cruise liner retrofits and wind energy projects. Charles de la Desma, London.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.